Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, I kept going back to Genesis 50, and there's a verse in there that says, you, meaning the devil, you intended it to harm me, but God will turn it to good.
Amen.
And I had read that somewhere, and I would go back between that and John 10:10, which is one of my favorite verses. And I kept just having to say to myself, that verse, the thief, the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus says that I have come to give you life and give it abundantly. And I look back and I don't know at the root who caused that season, what caused that season. I know I can look at the life of Job and see that God took his hands off and didn't touch it, and that Satan stuck his fingers and poked and poked and poked and poked. And that's what it felt like. But ultimately, when I look back at that season, and when I was in the middle of that season, what I can tell you this is that there was no good reason for me to be able to get up each day and just like basic, just keep breathing and keep going. Because it was just too much. I was exhausted and on every level possible. And yet I know. I woke up and I kept going and I kept breathing and I kept living because God picked me up and he carried me.
Amen. And Jenny,
it's
so true. And it's those mercies and those momentary graces. I mean, there is no explanation. Otherwise, it would have swallowed you whole. But I remember a scene of you sitting on, I think, on the floor in a church in Las Vegas. And I mean, I was there with you because your writing is so raw. I was there. I mean, I could see myself sitting on the floor wanting to wrap my arms around you, but you're sobbing. And you're just like, I can't do this. I think you called your dad to come get me. Then you called your friend Jackie. Everybody needs a friend like Jackie. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Tell us what she said to you.
She was, at the time she was my women's pastor back home, and I didn't know who else to call. And I think I say in the book, she was like, she held my hands through the phone. Mm-hmm. It's like, it gives you that big hug that I needed in that moment. She did it through the phone. And that was the turning point for me in my story because of what she said. And she just kept saying over and over again, like very quietly, Jenny, this is the best night of your life. This is the best night of your life. And I thought she had lost her mind. I was honestly quite annoyed by it. I was like, what part of this is the best night of my life? I can't even wrap my mind around that. And when I finally had just gotten rid of all the tears and got quiet, she said, do you want to know why it's the best night of your life? It's because you are about to see God be God. And I'll never forget that. And she said, Jenny, she said, buckle your seatbelt, sweetheart, because you only think you know what it looks like for God to fight for you and to love you and protect you and to fiercely go before you and behind you and wrap his arms around you. And she began to just quote Psalms 139 about being hemmed in by the very hands of God. And she said, you all have only tasted a glimpse of what it's like to be cared for. And she said, you are about to see God be God in ways that you have never seen before.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.